this a big surprise? The Prime Minister is leaving as party leader and eventually Prime Minister?
Well, I think we are a huge moment in our in Canada's political history that we need to reflect on. The decision by the Prime Minister to step down is happening as Donald Trump assumes power and is making unprecedented threats against Canada. I was really hoping that we would be able to show a strong vision and determination to stand up to the thuggery, but with the continual infighting in the Liberal Party, this has clearly become impossible. So Mr. Trudeau stepping down is going to have international implications, and it's going to certainly, I think, encourage Mr. Trump to be more aggressive with us. So that's going to be part of the fallout of this decision. But what I think has been concerning to Canadians is that we've seen our parliament descend into dysfunction over the last year. Mr. Poilievre has not allowed any legislation to move forward, any steps to improve life for Canadians. And frankly, the Liberals have seemed listless, and Mr. Trudeau has seemed to be, I don't know, phoning it in. So I think he's made the right decision. I think he should have made it earlier. I think he would have left on a stronger legacy. But we are going to have to really get our act together very quickly as Canadians right now.
Yeah. Now, you were not exactly, as a party, you were not exactly pressuring him to leave while you were still supporting him, shoring up the minority government.
Well, I mean, this minority government achieved many, many unprecedented things. Our commitment to work with the Liberals was to get national dental care in place, and we got that. To get the foundations of pharmacare in place, we got that. To get commitments on available child care and the food program in the schools, those were all New Democrat initiatives, and we worked well to get that done. But I think once we had accomplished that, the question was, where do we go from here with this government? Because they were directionless. They didn't seem to have a vision. So the Prime Minister probably should have stepped down, I think, last January, and he would have gone out on a high note, and the Liberals would have been able to reorganize. But here we are where we're at.
All right. Do you have anything to add right now?
No.
Okay. One more question.
Yeah.
Have you changed your mind? Are you going to run again?
No. Nicole Fortier-Lévesque is out there door knocking. She's got the energy. Things are going well. We're getting lots of support. So, I can't take on that extra 20,000 square kilometers of riding. I don't know how they think that people in Northern Ontario are somehow overrepresented, but I've loved the work. I love the people, but I just can't add that many new communities and that amount of driving to what's already a full plate. So it's time to pass the torch.